confluence H. We, the Brahmin souls, are so fortunate that God has chosen us for the cause of self-transformation and world transformation. The whole yajna has been created and I, the soul, belong to a such an elevated and great family. I belong to a family who are the hero part players. In the entire cycle. And so proud to have such ancestors. Ancestors who are great yogis, have that deep connection with God. Who have given their lives to this elevated cause. With their renunciation and tapasya, they have laid a foundation of this yajna. Each soul is so great. So virtuous, they are the examples in front of us. Along with Baba, they are our inspiration. Each one's story is so unique and inspirational. Thank you. today will try to understand and imbibe the qualities that they exhibited. Mother Yashoda, the Laukik Yugal of Brahma Baba, her renunciation is the highest. To let go of her Laukik husband, family, house, she didn't do this out of compulsion. She did on the basis of understanding of the cause and the intoxication that she had. Intoxication that God came in Yashoda Bhavan, in her Laukik home, in her husband's body. The royalty that the soul had . She was the one who inspired Brahma Baba to take the path of renunciation. A great yogin, never raised her voice, never got angry with the children, such a royal personality. Dadi Prichendra, the Laukik granddaughter-in-law of Brahma Baba, such a fortunate soul, who could witness Shiv Baba descending in the body of Brahma Baba, powerful experiences that she had. Belonged to a very wealthy family. Just by recognizing God, renounced everything, all the jewelry, expensive clothes, comfort, luxury. Wore this cotton white sari. The soul is so fortunate that Baba told her all the 84 births, she will be having a close relationship with Brahma Baba's soul. A unique role in the drama. Very big heart, very powerful, like a diamond. Nirmal Shanta, had a very unique role, who received the inheritance of Laukik, Alaukik and Paralaukik father from Brahma Baba. We could get the vibrations of Brahma Baba through her personality. her faith in Baba was so immense. Her body suffered from asthma once when Almighty Baba gave her the message to take bath in ice cold water. She knew Baba is responsible for her life. Her unwavering faith in Baba . She was ready to take bath in ice cold water. Baba tested children in different ways. And she was passed in that examination. As a name depicts, Nirmal, she was so pure and peaceful. Very light. She was okay with the fact that no prominent role was given to her in the yajna when Brahma Baba became avyakt. She was so detached, had that self-respect and acceptance for Baba's decisions. Her intellect was completely surrendered to Baba. Vishwakishore Bhav. Was a true heir of Baba. Always said Haji. He has understood Baba very deeply. Obedient, loyal, and honest. All the major purchases was done by Bhav. Vishwakishore Bhav was a son of Brahma Baba's elder brother. But his purity was immense. His attitude and vision was very pure. The great soul who knew that he is going to leave the body in few days. Baba knew and Bhav knew about it. And they were so silent about that aspect. When Brahma Baba had to give some teachings to others, Baba would scold Bhav in front of everyone so that the others would understand. He knew, never felt bad or insulted. He was happy about the aspect that Baba has complete authority over him. Baba has that faith in him that that Baba can tell anything to him. A strong pillar of the yajna. He was instrumental in opening many centers as well. In a small bag, he used to keep a stove, utensils, and go to a new place and establish a new center. So much dedication, renunciation. They are the ones who have given their bones in service. Today, the yajna, which has spread far and wide, is because of the strong pillars like these souls. We are so grateful. Santri Dadi, the Laukik Yugal of Vishwakishore Bhav, both of them lived with Brahma Baba even before Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma. That is nature was very loving. An easy nature. Had immense love for the yajna. Santri Dadi had a significant role as a trans messenger. She was a personal trans messenger of Brahma Baba. Anything that Baba wanted to know from Shiv Baba, Santri Dadi was asked to go in trance. all the confidential messages was brought by her. A great renunciate, when Brahma Baba became avyakt, she was asked to become Bab Dada's chariot. But she said no. She said, if Avyakt Bab Dada comes in my body, people wouldn't believe that Bab Dada has come, because I know many confidential things of the yajna. To let go of such a beautiful opportunity was a great thing. Avyakt Bab Dada, recognizing such renunciations of many souls, gave a message that this yajna is standing on the renunciations of many such souls. They didn't have any competition. They just thought about what is beneficial to the yajna. Completely letting go of I and mine. They just had Baba and Yajna in their minds, in their hearts. Didi Manmohini, the one who captivated the hearts of all, belonged to a very wealthy and prominent family in the Laukik. her intellect was so powerful and sharp. Didi's discerning power was immense. Just by looking at the soul for a few minutes, she could tell many things about the soul. The real gopi Manmohini Didi's laukik name was Gopi. Manmohini Didi was the administrative head after Brahma Baba. In the yagya, if anyone wanted any suggestions or advice regarding anything, they would approach Didi. Her decisions were well appreciated. Very strict in following the disciplines and maryadas. But at the same time, had immense love for Baba's children. People feared her but respected deeply. Dadi Prakashmani. The jewel of light. Who spread light wherever she went. natural yogi. Had very deep love for Baba and purity. Never allowed anyone to influence our intellect. It was just her and Baba. She had the perfect balance of love and law. She knew how to make others belong to Baba. Within few minutes of people meeting her, they would say, "It's my daddy." Everyone got the feeling that Daddy belongs to me. That's because she never had any biases. No partialities. She saw everyone equally. She was a child with children. And an elderly person with the eminent people. She related to each one, irrespective of their background. The great soul whom Baba built everything on 18th of January 1969. Just by entering the hall, the whole vibrations would change. A great yogi who would have innovative ideas about service, filled zeal and enthusiasm in each Baba's children to keep going. And to serve the world. Even today, we can experience the blessings and good wishes of Dadi. Hridaya Pushpa who had heart of a flower, constantly intoxicated Laukik elder sister of Chandramani Dadi, who took care of the centers in southern India. Dadi was given 5 rupees in a hand and asked to go to Bangalore. She didn't know any people. She didn't know the language. Just faith in Baba. That Baba is with me. A true lioness. After traveling for 3 days by train, she reached no place to go. Had shower in railway stations. Sat in parks meditating and giving knowledge to the people who came there. That was the first seed sowed on the lands of southern India. Very close associate of Mama, Dadi constantly felt the presence of Baba around her. When Dadis came to the Yajna, they were so innocent, didn't know how to do daily chores, but learned everything in the Yajna. Because of the immense love that they had for Baba. Dadi gave course to people in English, even though she didn't know English. It's Baba who taught her. When Dadi came to the Yajna, her whole family dedicated to the Yajna. Her sisters, parents, just like Brahma Baba surrendered his wealth, in the same way Ridhipushpa Dadi's father also surrendered his wealth to the Yajna. Chandramani Dadi the jewel of moon the lioness of Punjab very courageous, Dadi was the instrument to bring many souls to the yajna. Many kumaris surrendered with her directions. Chandrapadi Dadi was so humble. Dadi respected Prakashmani Dadi at the level of Brahma Baba. When Manmohini Didi became avyakt, Chandramani Dadi was asked to leave Punjab and come to Madhuban. And Dadi in a second said, Haji Baba. Left behind such a big zone, to be here in Madhuban. Never had a question. What will happen to those souls? They had this consciousness of being an instrument. Dadi would always say that I'm just a puppet. Baba is a master who is pulling the strings. I'm dancing according to the master. Totally surrendered intellect. When Gyan Sarovar was constructed, Chandramani Dadi was nominated as a director of Gyan Sarovar. Dadi had so much love for the Nivasis. That was a time when almost all the Nivasis, maybe 95%, were between 18 to 25 years of age, young-blooded. Dadi, with her love, gives so much sustenance to everyone. and also pulled ears, gave corrections. But with love, with Dadi's tapasya, with her powerful vibrations, she was able to transform the soul sanskaras. Dadi laid the foundation of Brahmin life in many of the souls. Manohar Indra Dadiji. Very loving. Baba remembers her in the Murli as well. Very active in service and giving lectures. When Dadi used to narrate the history of the yajna, it would be like seeing a movie. She used to narrate with so much zeal and enthusiasm. A very close companion of Gange Dadi. When Baba used to see them together, Baba used to call them Har Gange, because Manohar Dadi's Laukik name was Hari. Near the Ganges River, the devotees call out this name, Har Har Gange, means, O Gange, please purify me. Gange Dadi and Manohar Dadi did service in Delhi. Near the Jamuna River. They used to feel whatever they would get, she had to send it to Abu, because there was beggary part happening in the yajna. much love they had for the Yajna and for Baba. After Chandramani Dadi, Manohar Dadi was the director of Cancer Over. The love and sustenance that the Dadis gave to the Yajna is unforgettable. They radiated spirituality in their personality. They didn't have to narrate Gyan. Their personality spoke a lot. Shantamani Dadi Dadi was one among the 8 people in the committee in the trust when Brahma Baba surrendered his property. The meaning of a name, Jewel of Peace. Dadi was so peaceful. And Baba used to call her Sachli Kodi, a true jewel. She had so much truth and honesty in her heart. Dadi did immense tapasya with less facilities. Even until Shantivan was made, Dadi's room was exactly the size of a cot, of a bed. In her room, just one bed and one table was able to fit in. She stayed in such a small room. But never had a thought about it. Always content, always happy. Shantamani Dadi is related to Mama. Dadi is a Laukik daughter of Mama's elder sister. Because of Dadi's health conditions, she was not able to travel out of Madhuban. But Dadi never had a thought when someone is going somewhere. Accurate student. Dadi used to be in the hall exactly at 6:30 in the morning with notebook and pen. Every day, never missed a day. Immense love for knowledge and consistency in their daily routine. Made Dadis the Dadis. Dada Anand Kishore just like Brahma Baba, Dada also surrendered everything at the starting of the yajna. Dada was related to Brahma Baba, and he was also the yajna manager. Dada's English was so refined. And all the letter correspondence with the government or official correspondence of the yajna was done by Dada. Used to write beautiful letters, and even today many government officers preserved his letter. Very jovial, light-hearted. Baba recognizes the speciality of each soul and uses the speciality in his service. These are the dadas who are very few in comparison with the dadis. Only 5-6 dadas. Dada Vishwa Ratan, Dada did all the small and big services in the yajna, from burning the wood to heat up the water for bathing to the accounts department. He did each task so accurately. Dada would conduct Amrit Vela meditation in History Hall every day on the gaddi without backrest. But he would change the whole atmosphere. The whole atmosphere would be charged with this power. Fully focused and concentrated. He was with Ramesh Bhai in the accounts department. Very simple living. When Dada left body, in his room, he had minimum things in his room. Few pairs of dress, that's it. A complete renunciate and a yogi. These are the dadas and the dadis who are the foundation of the yajna, whom we draw inspirations from. We are also grateful to Baba, grateful to be having such ancestors. To be proud that we belong to such an elevated family. Couldn't finish all of them, but at least we got the glimpses of few of them, right? Thank you, Om Shanti.